Goldfields has had an application after 3 years. Talk about the state not doing things terribly quickly or terribly efficiently. But Goldfields has finally been granted approval for a 40-megawatt solar plant at its South Deep plant. They've tried to do a lot of things over the last years, and they, for example, of having to they had a bill of 500 million rand, electricity bill, in 2019, and that was the final straw which drove them to seek an alternative. Chris Yelland, energy analyst and MD at EE Business Intelligence. Chris, how significant is this approval, even though it's 3 years after it was submitted to NERSA?
Yeah, I think it's a very important milestone. It's the first major self-generation installation on a mine that I am aware of. It is an arrangement through a power purchase agreement between a so-called related party. That means Goldfields and a partner in a joint venture supplying a Goldfields mine, South Deep Gold Mine, with power under a power purchase agreement. And its intention is to reduce the consumption of electricity that South Gold Mine uses from the grid. So it saves them money by doing this. And it requires a license, a generation license, because it is above 1 megawatt. So at the moment, there's a limit that anything above 1 megawatt needs a generation license. And after a very arduous and bureaucratic process, they have finally been granted this license. So it's an important milestone, and I think it paves the way for further applications of self-generation, for generation between two related parties, as well as for generation between unrelated parties, both on site. This particular one is for generation on site, that the generator will be situated on the site of South Gold Mine. But there are also other applications where the generator is geographically separated from the user of the electricity, and the power is wheeled or through the transmission grid, where the transmission grid is used as a transportation vehicle from the generator to the user. And that is called wheeling. And those still there are wheeling applications in South Africa that have been done, but I think this is opening the door to many more such applications in the future.
And if those applications are granted, and are granted at this kind of scale, granted, you know, we've got 44,000 megawatts is Eskom's production when everything is working, which is very seldom. So it's a very small percentage of that. But the more of these kinds of scale of applications are granted, the more people are not using Eskom, which makes it more difficult for Eskom to get in the money from its tariff structure that needs to keep itself going and start to pay back its debt. So, yeah, it's great for the companies that have now a reliable source of power, but not so great for Eskom.
Well, it's helping Eskom. It's helping Eskom meet its obligations that it can otherwise not meet. It's clearly not in a position to meet demand for electricity going forward. And so these companies are relieving Eskom of its burden and allowing more capacity to be made available to others without the need for load shedding. So I think it's a win-win situation going forward. And most important of all, I mean, Eskom itself, the CEO of Eskom, announced recently that they are in favor of and are rooting for this limit on generation licensing to be lifted from 1 megawatt to 50 megawatt, 50, which would mean that a lot more such installations at mines around the country would be able to do these installations without the need for licensing. And Eskom is supportive of this. So that's what I'm trying to say, is it's helping Eskom. It's the only way that Eskom is going to be able to meet its obligations going forward. So I think it should be encouraged. And just to put this in context, yes, 40 megawatts may not sound very big, but it is quite big. But Sasol are applying for a generation license of 900 megawatts of renewable energy to supply its continuous 24-hour baseload operation with electricity. And that gives an indication that renewable energy is not just intermittent, unreliable power, but is power that can be used by companies like Sasol in conjunction with gas-to-power flexible generation, which they have already, to provide baseload, mid-merit, and peaking power reliably 24 hours at least cost. And that is what is happening, and that is a 900-megawatt application.
Chris Yellen, thank you very much. Energy analyst, MD at EE Business Intelligence.